This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Barbie was back in court this week, and lest you think I've lost my mind, here's the story. The 54-year-old doll made by Mattel is involved in a lawsuit with MGA Entertainment. That's the company that makes those Bratz dolls, the ones with the giant heads and big eyes. It's a legal battle that's been going on for 9 years now, and yesterday a federal appeals court said Mattel does not, in fact, have to pay an earlier $172 million damage award to Bratz. Which I suppose is great for Mattel, but at some point a lawsuit like this costs more to fight than it's worth, right? Marketplace's David Weinberg has that story.
The origin of Bratz is the heart of this legal battle. Carter Bryant says he made the first drawings of his multi-ethnic, hip-hop-inspired doll when he wasn't working for Mattel. Mattel says he came up with the idea while he was working for it. MGA introduced Bratz in 2001, and they were a huge success. It was the first time that Barbie had any real competition. Bratz actually outsold Barbie in the UK for 23 consecutive months. There was a Bratz movie and even a TV show.
Hello. My mother just canceled. Bring me the Bratz.
But the Bratz boom eventually went bust. My 5-year-old cousin has never even heard of them.
Have you ever heard of a doll called Bratz?
No.
Alyssa prefers her American Girl doll.
It's more bigger than a real doll.
At this point, neither the American Girl doll nor Bratz pose much of a threat to Mattel, which still has over 16% market share. So why would Mattel continue to pay huge legal fees to fight this battle? According to toy industry analyst Sean McGowan, it's not about the money.
From Mattel's perspective, it was very important for them to send a message.
That message? We will do whatever it takes to protect our intellectual property.
You know, you can bet that anybody working for Mattel who's thinking of freelancing and coming up with a product on their own is going to think twice about how they do it.
McGowan says the biggest threat to Barbie isn't even a doll. It's the tablet.
One of the fastest growing trends in the toy industry is a non-toy.
Meanwhile, the legal battle between Barbie and the Bratz continues. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.